Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Welcome to the law firm of Davis & Davis. We're not a real law firm. Go ahead, grab a beer, a glass of wine, sit back and listen.
What's happening?
Same shit, different day.
Well, no, you got some different shit going on now.
I got tons of different shit going on. I don't know what I already told you about. Did my taxes today.
No.
I owe. It's off to work I go. Even with buying a house, a car, two cars. Yeah. I owe. So I'm $2,700 in the red array for the year.
Ow.
Yeah. Don't know how that works, but okay, then got my electric bill. And I think I've already talked about this once. I bought a plan that if I use more than 1,000 kilowatt hours, I get $100 discount on my bill. Huh. I know. Sounds fabulous, doesn't it? Especially since when I was in the apartment, I never used less than 1,200 kilowatts. Third month in a row, 600.
How are you using less electricity in a bigger house?
This house is twice as big. Well, I'll tell you.
It's insulated?
Insulated. Storm windows. So when I had the apartment, it had single-paned windows. A piece of glass. The heat, the freeze, everything came through. It didn't matter. The air conditioner would shut off and you were instantly hot again. My air conditioner here shuts off and stays off for like 3 hours. I'm like, what in the hell?
Not used to such luxury.
So now I've got to shop a new plan and figure out the discount at the lower rate than the upper rate. What else did I talk to you about last night?
Your job.
Oh, yeah. Got a promotion. It's all done. It's all said. I make
more.
I make more money. Yeah.
Plus, they'll be working you more, which means overtime is more.
But more money means more responsibility.
All right, Spider-Man. With great power.
So...
You said, your first day, three people called off.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we didn't do a show yesterday.
We were supposed to do a show last night. I had six guests lined up. Burke had one. And we were going to do Drunk Fest Part 2.
Well, no, this was going to be a laugh and take a shot one. So,
well, yeah, but that's why I called it Drunk Fest Part 2. But yay, had to stay at work and work. Bob has a job.
Did we tell everyone Bob got there? I can't remember now.
Oh, I can't. I don't know. Yes, he was on my doorstep one day. And since he was scaring all the neighbors, I decided to let him in. I don't know if we did discuss this. Yes, he came in on a train, 30 hours on a train, and then his train arrived right in the middle of my work shift. I was like, I can't get to Dallas until... And he's like, oh, it's fine. I'll find stuff. Okay. 8 hours later, I pick him up. Hi. Bring him here.
You get the feeling Bob is like, give him a ball of string and it'll keep him happy for a while.
Let's see here. I'm looking up at my bourbon collection. All my friends have partaken in some of the bourbon collection. But I have looked up today and noticed that every bottle has about a quarter of an inch in it.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that they had more than that before.
I wouldn't say it was. Well, it was Bob. It was Bob.
How do you know it was Bob? I mean, it could have been, you know, somebody else.
I think the empty bottle of redemption by the dartboard might say something to the effect of, but it was Bob.
Which is weird because that is what I am drinking this evening.
Redemption?
Yeah.
Really? Oh my gosh. Ever great stuff, man.
I mean, it's a great, like here it's $25 for a bottle. And it's very tasty. This is
Is only $25 a bottle?
Yeah. This is 88 proof, batch number 41. It's got the you can't see. It looks like a like leather.
That one looks a little bit different than mine. Here.
Well, here, share screen with me and I'll show you what it is on the website.
All right. Hang on. Bear with. You should be able to share.
That will kill your sound. Okay. That's fine. So anyway. Huh. So that's what mine looks like.
All right. All right. It's not the same label as what I have. So that could be. Oh, I think mine says something else. Mine says wheated bourbon.
Ah.
48%, 96 proof. Yes. Okay, so there's the difference.
Gotcha.
I was like, yeah. Well, the wheated bourbon, I actually fell in love with. It's got great, great flavor. It costs a little bit more, but total wine, discount.
Yeah, this is very tasty. It's got most of the notes we look for. It's a little, it's not quite as smooth as some that we've had, but no, it's very, you know, for $25, it's a real respectable bottle of bourbon.
Next time, try the wheated.
If I can find it, I will.
Yeah, it's really, really good. What am I drinking tonight?
Quarter inch of each of your bottles.
All mixed together to make one glass.
Well, you have that big ass infinity bottle. You might as well just fill it up right now. And
I even noticed like my. Okay, so the Hall of Fame, Hall of Champions that I got, the golf club head.
Yeah,
one,
yeah.
You know, $110. Won't touch it because it's pretty potent. It's 100 proof. But my $79 Bellflower, almost gone. Jesus. I'm like, he looked at me the other day. He's like, I know I need to buy you a bottle. I said, you need to buy me more than one bottle. He goes, I'll give you $50. I said, no, you will go and replace the bottles that you drank. And it's probably going to be $150.
My shit ain't cheap.
Okay. I'm like, I am more than willing to drive you to a freaking liquor store so you could buy your $7 bottle of gasoline to get drunk off of. But I don't drink that stuff. I drink good stuff. Good stuff. He went to touch my bottle of Willet the other day and I almost chopped his hand off. No. What else is going on? Talk to my brother.
How's he doing?
Oh, I talked to him last night. He's doing a lot better. I mean, He's getting there.
You don't want to kill your mom anymore?
Oh, no, that we all want to kill her.
Oh,
what was it? One of the guys at work said, he basically said, you're a child, then you're an adult, and then you're a child again, then you die. And I went, she's definitely in child mode.
You know why? Because she can.
So she went to physical therapy the other day. She does not walk around the house at all. Just rides around in a wheelchair, eats her muffins and Rice Krispie treats. That's all she eats. She doesn't eat any real food. But she's been going to physical therapy to build up the muscle in her in her ankle so that she can kind of walk again. The bitch doesn't want to walk. She would rather sit in a diaper in a wheelchair and pee herself. So she gets to physical therapy. Mike said, they said, if you could do 3 laps, you won't have to go to physical therapy again. She stood up and walked like a normal human being. Boom, 3 laps, went and sat back down in the chair. Said, take me home. I don't have to do physical therapy anymore.
Wow.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. I don't know how I come from those loins.
Oh, yeah. Sarcasm. Where did you come up with that?
Don't know. Yeah. So she's back to singing. Mike was like, all I do is sit there and watch her ass get bigger. I was like, Mike!
Your ass grows slower.
Jeez. What else? What else is going on here? Oh, got Bob a job. Bob.
Yes. Yeah, you told me last night. He is working at the place that you work at that shall remain nameless for security purposes. Mm-hmm. And he is a cook.
Yes.
He's a cook.
And he, at the time that he was hired, was going to make more money than me.
Hey.
I walked it straight into Kylie's office. I was like, uh-uh. No.
If he makes more money than me, I'm going to be a chef. He can take my job.
Thank you. Chefs don't do anything but sit and talk to the waitresses. I'm fine with that.
Matter of fact, that sounds nice.
So I was on the schedule for Friday as a cart controlling greeter. And everyone knows I hate cart control. It's the dumbest job out there. Stand at a podium, hand a guy a key, and that's it.
Sounds pretty mindless, though. I think that would be nice.
Totally mindless, but you're standing for 8 hours straight.
They don't give you like a bar stool or nothing, huh?
No, you're not allowed to sit. That would be unprofessional. No, there is no sitting. You stand.
So you did your stint with the military. You're done staying at attention.
That's what I thought. So I walked into the golf course today when I dropped Bob off just to check and see that everything was running okay. And Kylie looks at me and goes, you make too much money to be a greeter or a starter. You have to do work now. Okay.
That means I don't have to stand for 8 hours. I'm okay with that.
I'm going to sit in a freaking golf cart for 8 hours now. But yes, I am now the operations manager in charge of all golf on course operations. Starter, marshal, making sure that the course is in good shape, all kinds of stuff. But
and if a bathroom plugs up, it's somebody else's problem now.
Now that is. Actually, no, that falls under managers now. Scott, the bathroom on. No. Actually, as a manager, I can just turn around and look at somebody else like Jake and go, hey, you got to head out to 16 West and go fix that. By the way, take some paper towels.
Maybe mop, bucket.
Some gloves. Yeah, definitely take the gloves.
A little Purell.
Have you ever seen that? What movie is it I think it's Office Space, isn't it? Where the guy goes, there has to be more to this job. That's it? There's gotta be more to it.
That's a different movie.
Oh, I can't remember what the hell movie it was. Anyways. Bob said that to me the other day when this is it.
This is all I have to do?
Wait. They're paying me $16 an hour to cook 5 burgers.
I imagine it will get busier as the season picks up.
Yeah, but the menu that our chef has devised is so simple. It takes 2 minutes to cook each thing. I mean, he literally makes them butter the bread and put it in the toaster because that takes the longest. Kind of a, ooh, yeah. But he's got a job. You know what? I guess we can be excited about that.
He can buy his own bourbon then.
Not for 2 more weeks. praying to God that I can make it through the 2 weeks without killing him.
What you do is you buy him a cooler and you go this and a big Sharpie, the real thick one, right? Bob's right on the side. There's yours.
Well,
this is mine. That is yours.
I went one step further because I have the refrigerator here. I moved all my alcohol or all my beer and stuff in here. My bourbon's in here. My door is locked when I'm not here.
Make sure you lock the windows.
He has his beer out in the refrigerator in the kitchen. Good for you. Good for you. And it's, I don't drink like him. I mean, I have a few drinks here and there. You've seen it on the show. There are times that I'll drink like three of these cups and I'm totally sloshed. You know, that's only six beers. Well, I went and bought a 15 or a 30 pack of Bud Ice the other day. And Bob was like, I'll go in half with you. Okay. This morning, he looked at me. He's like, I only have one beer left. I have 1, 2, 4, 5, 8. I have 8 beers left out of 15. I don't drink like him. I mean, then on the way to work, I was like, you were sloshed last night. He was like, I was not. I was like, okay. You went through a half a bottle of bourbon and 15 beers. I think you were sloshed.
Are you judging him?
Oh, hell no. These glasses are going to get, I'm going to have to take them back to the store and say, fix now.
Don't you have a couple other pair laying around somewhere?
But these are my good Ray-Bans. I mean, these are my.
That's weird. My everyday glasses are also Ray-Bans. Well, you can't see that, but.
I almost got that pair.
The little.
Almost got that exact same pair. I'm not going to ask you what you paid for them, but what'd you pay for those?
I don't remember, but I got both of these at the same time, and it did not come out to $600 because this was at Target Optical. In Ohio.
Yeah, but okay. So the frames on these were $230.
I bought two get half off. These cost me something like maybe $80, and I cannot remember. These are kind of cheap and I don't like them, and the one little screw is coming out of this thing. I need to go get that fixed. These might have been like 150-ish or something. I don't know.
Yeah, those the ones that you have, your Ray-Bans, were 120 for the frames down here.
Could be.
These frames were 230, but look at how fucking, I mean,
yeah, they're classic Ray-Ban.
Yeah, they're Wayfarers. Yeah. But it makes me look thin. Shut the fuck up. I am wearing.
You are thin.
I'm wearing a shirt that I have not worn in 10 years.
Nice.
I know. I was like, yep, polo fits again. so excited about that. And unfortunately, I wish I had this on the thing. Leon's getting larger.
And Larry's getting larger.
Yeah, unfortunately, the missus.
Gaining all your weight you're losing?
Yeah. When I started to gain weight, I got you need to go to the gym. You need to do something about that. You're not attractive anymore.
But when you said it to her, you got you shut the fuck up.
Well, last night I did oh my God, should we put the Goodyear logo on your belly?
Oh, that's subtle. That's, you know, that's a supportive way of bringing that up. Good job, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, needless to say, I think I may go back to therapy and learn a few more things about how I should act around other people.
Maybe a little.
Everyone that was there thought that it was funny, but she didn't. I think I got the don't ask for sex again. And I turned and looked at her and went, I never ask.
Let's see. We've got weather up here. It was supposed to be horrible weather, but We had a couple storms roll through last week that were, they blew trees over left and right. It was bad. This was supposed to be another bad one, but it's just been a little bit of rain. So we're like, eh, whatever.
How much rain did you get
today? Oh, I don't know if we've gotten half an inch so far. Actually, I think I want one of those little weather stations.
I have one. But now that I own a house, I'm going to get one of the big ones. The ones with the spinny thingy so that you can tell wind speed.
Oh, yeah.
Everything. The one that I have right now does humidity. It does temperature,
probably barometric pressure.
And it does barometric pressure. Yeah. And down here in Texas, I swear to God, this it's a, what is the brand? Is that LaRouche, LaSalle, Les something?
Some of these you can tie into a network and other people can view your information and never get
what well, that if you, is. If you buy the Davis instrumentation one, it will. You can hook it up to your Wi-Fi and people can look at all of your stuff. The one that I have is a LaCrosse weather station.
Tracker detect? No. I might have accidentally gotten rid of that app. That's kind of sad.
Weatherbug has a link that you can...
Never trusted them.
That you can use to attach your weather station to their stuff. I'm not into the Weatherbug. Look up Davis Instrumentation.
I cannot believe I got rid of that. Because I could log in and see like Bob's stuff up in Copley and see what the weather was up there. And that ain't it. Oh my goggles. Sky so far. Nope.
Here you go.
I must have got rid of it by accident.
Here you go, my friend. Davis Instruments Weather Stations. Vantage Pro or the Vantage View.
And those will do rainfall also?
These will do inside, outside temperature, dew point, wind speed and direction, wind chill, heat index, barometric pressure. It will also do, it's got a rain collector in it. The cheap one does not have a rain collector.
There are other ones out on the market that cost less than that, that do all that stuff.
Well, I just did the Vantage View. The Vantage Pro is cheaper, I think. Maybe not. yeah. Oh, this has WeatherLink. Okay, so this is what you're talking about. This has the WeatherLink console. So the WeatherLink console links it. It
looks like the pad that you have inside your house that tells you what's going on.
Right, that tells you what's going on. But you don't have to get that. And it does link by Wi-Fi so that other people can access other people in that what do you call it? Citizens Weather Observe Program, whatever that is. You can share your data with them. Have you ever heard of the TV station Weather Underground?
Yeah, I actually think I have that app on my phone.
Okay, this weather station will tie in to Weather Underground. Now, it's $350 without the console, and it does everything. What do you need the console for if you have a computer or a phone? You know?
Oh, it's just nice because if you have a console, like on a wall, you can just glance at it, see it, and, you know, go about your day and whatever.
I mean, don't worry. Scott spends money like it's nothing. So I'm sure I will have it.
You might want to look at some of the cheaper options out there, however, because there are some cheaper options out there.
I know, but... This is the one that all the people up in Norman, Oklahoma use for the storm chasers, the tornado chasers.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, the storms that came up and hit you went through here first. There was that big line that went all the way
covered, up. Covered from the Gulf to Canada, pretty much in a diagonal line.
I got like pea-sized hail, and that was it.
They were threatening hail the other day, but it never happened. Yeah. Although I tell you what, we had a couple that windstorm that rolled through had some really serious rain come through, and the rain was going sideways for like 30 seconds. And then like 2 minutes later, it's bright and sunny. And you're like, what just happened? What the hell?
All right, we got to take a little break here.
Okay, nope.
Yeah, I got to turn the air conditioner back on. Oh,
I got to turn my fan on.
All right, people, we will be right back, and we will we'll explain to you what's happening to. Yeah,
because we don't know.
Holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Coming to Dallas. Duran Duran.
I love that song. I like that album.
Oh, such good music. And I've kind of learned something in life after buying all these concert tickets this year. I have not bought my Duran Duran tickets yet. I know, but I have to not be using my mouse so I can hit the button. let's see, where are they? That's Austin. Here's Dallas, June 10th.
Ooh.
They are coming to Dallas. Tickets for the cheap seats are only $39 a piece.
Not bad.
Not bad.
What do they go up to?
Let's see here. Go with 307. Yeah, 307 is the most expensive.
Ooh.
But I was talking with my friend Caitlin at work the other day, and she was like, no, buy the tickets last minute. I said, well, why? What if it sells out? She's like, nothing sells out anymore. And the resale folks lower their prices right before the concert because they're just trying to get rid of their inventory. And I was like, oh, okay. But she went and saw Taylor Swift the other day.
Yeah.
And, you know, got the tickets at half the ticket cost because she bought them 2 hours before the show.
I told you about Carl and Jenny and I going to see, oh man, who did we go see? Yeah, that's going to completely escape me now. But anyway, it was up at the, up in Cleveland at the basketball arena up there, whatever it was called back then. And we called the day of the show and wanted three tickets and got them.
Okay.
All right. We're thinking, you know, they weren't that expensive. We're like, okay, great. Go up there thinking, oh, we're going to be all the way in the nosebleeds and everything. The guy looks at the tickets and he's like, oh yeah, come down this way. We're like, down. Okay. So we get down, we come out into the arena. The stage is right there. We're literally like, you know, we're on the side. We're stage right. But like, if you counted up rows from the edge of the stage, we were like three rows away from the front of the stage, and we were about 10, 12 rows from the floor. I mean, we were right there, but we were high enough to see up onto the stage. We're like, what the? How did we get that lucky? I'm guessing, you know, they were holding three seats, trying to sell all three, and that's an odd number for concert goers, maybe. I don't know. But anyway.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, man. The Space Between Us. What band is that?
The Space.
Space Between Us. Only in life. Oh, my God.
Bear with. Bear with.
Yeah, we're trying to type here.
Bear with.
That is not the name of that song. Oh, my goggles. Ants Marching. What band is that? Dave Matthews. There we go. Yeah, it was Dave Matthews Band.
Ooh.
Good show, too. Real good show. So I'm flipping on Amazon here, and there is an ambient weather station, Wi-Fi smart weather station, that comes with all the goodies and everything like that. The display that goes in your house, the Wi-Fi, blah, blah, blah. $189.
Well, there you go.
I mean, they have a nicer one, of course, but I mean, this is, you know, it's got the rainfall meter. It's got hooks up to the Wi-Fi, so it sends stuff out to ambient weather, and you can view it on your phone. You can view it on the thing in the house.
You know,
nice clean display too.
You could buy whatever you want.
4.5-star out of 10,000 reviews. That means they bought reviews.
4.5 stars.
4.5 out of 5.
Oh, that's out of 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Over 10,000 ratings, which leads me to think that. It's funny, man. You get on Amazon sometimes and you start looking and they've got, you know, 10,000 or 20,000 ratings. It's like you start going in and actually reading and you realize these reviews are not for the product you're looking at. Like they bought somebody's, you know, I don't know. It could be a screwdriver that had, you know, awesome reviews, you know, 8,000 awesome reviews. They buy that like listing, put their crap on top of it and it's shit. And you got to go through all these reviews and, you know, it's like, okay, what is this? You know, what does a screwdriver have to do with a, you know, weather station? And you're like,
Oh, I did look at this weather station.
Yeah, the 2902 Wi-Fi smart weather.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I may actually go with that because it's basically the same system as the Davis. The thing about the Davis that I loved was that, down here in Texas, we have tornadoes a lot.
Yeah.
And the Norman, Oklahoma National Weather Service, the National Weather Service station in Norman, Oklahoma, they use all of the information that they get from the Davis stations to kind of expand their network.
Gotcha.
They're able to get the weather pressures from each station so that they can gauge how quickly the storms are moving through different areas. And I just thought that it was kind of cool that I would be contributing the delinquency of a minor, but
for once
I was 54 arrests, 54 arrests, no convictions. No
convictions. Have you ever been convicted of a felony?
Convicted? Why, no.
No. No. Never convicted.
Yeah. 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 So, what'd you think of that show idea last night?
I've already forgotten.
Weird drinks.
Oh, yeah. Because of the drink I came up with?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so we have to talk about the drink that Burke made, basically a martini, vodka martini, but didn't have olives.
It didn't have olives.
Walks in. I mean, he opens up his fridge. He looks. No olives. But what'd you have, Burke?
I had pickles. I had bread and butter pickles. And I'm like, well, they're both green. And I like pickles, and I like olives. It's like, okay, well, I'm drinking cheap vodka. What's the worst thing that happens? I throw it out, right? So I stab a couple of these spears with my little, you know, thing I usually use for olives. And take
Did you make it dirty?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you have to. You know, you got to pour it in there. Take a little sip. It's like, it's weird, but it's not bad. Like, not sure I'd make it again, but I'm thinking, well, maybe dill would be better. And then I'm telling Scott this, and he's like, oh, what about the spicy hot pickles? I'm like, oh, hell, that might be the bomb right there, man.
Famous Dave's spicy pickles. They're spicy sweet. It's kind of like bread and butter, but I think they put jalapeno juice or something in it. It is super good to eat. And I was sitting there going, man, maybe the spicy pickle martini needs to come out.
Like, who knows, man? It may suck. It might be good. We're going to have to try it.
Yep, going to happen. And then Burke's like, what if we had cucumber vodka? I was like, oh, hold on. We have to come up with a show for this.
Well, it's like I made cucumber vodka a little while back, and it's amazing. You want to peel the cucumbers, like really peel them well.
Yeah.
Just get the meat, chop it up a little bit, throw it in a bottle, whatever. 24 hours may be too long. It takes on that flavor very quickly, but if you leave it in too long, it gets like bitter, like really, really bitter. So you got to really watch. 12 hour might be perfect. I don't know. I'm sure it depends on the cucumbers too, but yeah, you just got to watch that.
So what else is going on? We haven't heard from Sam in a while. What's going on with Sam?
She has been busy with work. She actually is going back to children. She found out that
So is that all resolved?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, the whole thing with her doing her work at Children's was just some like weird mishap in the computer. And like the very next day that was done and she was able to do her clinicals. And yeah, it was all good. But then, yeah, she realized that the stack care place she was working at was not a good environment in any way, shape or form. And so she went back to Children's and said, hey, can I have a job? She had to go through the whole process again, of course. But yeah, is she back working already? I can't remember. Still going to school and has a boyfriend. His name is Drew.
What?
Guess what kind of a car he drives?
BMW.
Yes. Yeah.
I knew she had good taste.
But I think he's a country music guy, so yeah.
And do you think I'm not?
I think he's only country music.
Really?
I don't know. Usually the line dance and stuff. She probably met him at the Dusty or something like that.
Ooh.
The Rusty Armadillo. I mean, the Dusty Armadillo.
How's everybody in Fort Worth, Texas feeling tonight? Yeah, me and Billy the Kid ain't never got along. I didn't like the way he cocked his hat and wore his gun. He had the same girlfriend, and he never forgot it. She had a cute little chihuahua, until one day he up and shut it. He rode the hard country down the New Mexico line. He had a silver pocket watch, then he never did whine. Crippled up piano player for playing his favorite song. And me and Billy the Kid, we ain't never got along.
I don't mind that.
Ooh. Now I know you can't name this artist.
Jason Aldean? I don't know.
No, this is a Texas songwriter who you probably have never heard of. Well, you may have. His name is Pat Green.
I may have heard of that name. That to me is not like this mainstream crap that we have to listen to on the radio at work. The one manager loves country music. There's two people in that whole dealership that like country music, the manager and one other dude. And so they're supposed to play it just on Wednesday when I'm not there. But every now and then they're like, oh, I want to listen to country. And they play, and it's the same. It's always the highway on XM. It's always the same twangy bullshit. And like you can listen to five songs in a row, same chord progression. It's the same fucking song. Different artist, same goddamn song. You're like, didn't we just listen to this 2 seconds ago? They're like, no, this is so-and-so. This is much better. It's the same fucking song. But this that I like. You got actual violins in there. He doesn't have any affectation in his voice. He's just a raw Southern dude singing a song. That's nice. I like that. If they were all like that, I'd probably like it.
Yeah. Pat Green started out as a Texas songwriter is what they, we actually have an association down here that I'm a part of, called the Texas Songwriter and Musicians Association. And, I met Pat Green 1999. I dated a girl. Her name was Laurie Alexander, spelled Lawre. And
okay,
myself with my northern twang, I guess that's what they call it down here, my northern twang, always said Laurie. And she would go, my name is Laurie, not Laurie. And I'm like, what the fuck is the difference? I can't even hear the difference. Get over it. Great, great girl. But our first date was a Pat Green concert. Our like 16th date was Y2K.
Okay.
We went to Trees in Deep Ellum. Pat Green was playing. And Pat Green goes out, funny as shit. 10 o'clock, he starts playing. He's like, yeah, we're going to play. We're going to get over. He's like, don't know what's going to happen after midnight. Everything could shut off. We don't know what's going to happen. So he gets totally freaking shit-faced on stage before freaking midnight. And we all do the toast at midnight. And they expect him to play for another hour. He's just like, oh, me, kid, yeah. Y'all sing.
Let me hear you.
Best concert ever. That was actually when Kristen and I met. That was the first concert we ever went to. Was Pat Green in... I want to say it was in New Hampshire. He was actually doing a car. He was doing a show in a bar in New Hampshire that probably only held 100 people. I mean, it was the weirdest thing. I'm like, I go in, you know, I'd been living in Providence for a little bit. We walk into the bar and there's people walking around with Shiner Bock cowboy hats that were made out of Shiner Bock boxes.
Oh, God.
Well, Shiner is the official beer of Texas. And I was like, man, I feel like I'm back in Texas. I feel like I'm at home. I want to go back to Texas, man. Oh, great guy, though, man. Great, great guy. Anyways, we really didn't have a show lined up tonight.
No, we had a show lined up for yesterday, but that was not able to happen. So.
Yeah, that got foobarred. That got foobarred really quick. So what's going on around Cleveland? I know you're not into sports.
No.
But you have three good sports teams up there right now, which is very odd.
We got the Indians, the Cavaliers, and I can't remember our hockey team anymore. Forgive me.
Did you forget about the Browns?
You said good teams.
You have Deshaun Watson. I'm telling you, the Browns are going to be a good team this year.
I've heard that for 40 years.
I've never said it to you.
Yeah, I've heard it from other people. Oh, we got a great team. We're going to play. Right. They're gonna get you close. Oh God, I'm so close. I'm close. Smack you down. I'm not gonna do it. Now like I told you, man, it's like the last time I enjoyed the Browns were in the 70s, late 70s, man. The cardiac kids. Guys playing, they weren't playing for money. They weren't getting paid billions and billions of dollars. They're playing it because they like the game. And these guys would pull off some of the most boneheaded plays in the last second clutch. And sometimes it would connect and they were heroes. And sometimes it would fail miserably. You never, ever knew how a Browns game was going to end. And that was half of the fun. It's not like the game was over. If they were behind in the last seconds, they could still pull it off. It was anybody's game.
Brian Sipe, Don Cockcroft, who else was on that team? Pruitt.
The Pruitt brothers, I think, were both on that team.
Clay Matthews. Yeah, Ozzie Newsome.
Newsome was there.
Can't forget that. Hanford Dixon. Hmm. Yeah, the 79 Browns are still number one in my book. I was never a big Bernie Kosar fan.
Meh.
He was okay. Couldn't close the deal. So, but neither did Brian Sipe. But Brian Sipe got him there. Got him to the playoffs. To the playoffs.
Then dash their hopes just like they are.
Welcome to
Cleveland.
Scott, where are you from? Cleveland, Ohio. Lived with disappointment for years. Yeah. So the new job started, you know what I mean. My 1 year anniversary is in like 2 days.
Oh well.
Been there a year. Started at $7.25 an hour. I'm
not going to divulge what you're making now. Yeah. There are too many people that you know that listen to this show, mm-hmm. But it's better. It's mm-hmm. just, it's better.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out if being the bitchy Scott is a good thing or not.
You can always be nice until it's time not to be nice. Take a little page from Roadhouse, you know. You can be nice, you know. Let me tell you, working in restaurants, working at country clubs, all that kind of stuff, my favorite managers were the ones that told you first and said, you probably didn't know this, but here's the way it is. Second time you did the same thing, like, I told you about that. Next time I'm coming down on you. And the third time you did it, they came down on you. It's like, it was the natural place. They let you know. They tried to teach you. If you did not learn one way, you learned another way. So be that guy.
And that's the way I am. I was told to reprimand two employees yesterday.
No. You have to teach, then reprimand.
No, these guys have been here 19 years.
Probably no.
That's not a teaching moment any longer. That's a, guys, you did a boo-boo. Let's not do that again. If you have any problems, please call a manager next time instead of bitching out the customer and telling them that they're wrong.
We know they're wrong. We just can't say that they're wrong. We might be able to show them that they're wrong, but we can't say to their face they're wrong.
Yes.
It's like, according to my pad right here, you do not have a reservation. But I called him. And who did you talk to? Did you get their name? No. Don't have a reservation.
We went through the Blossom Music Center schedule, didn't we?
Yeah, we were looking at a couple things up there.
nothing there has changed much. They're still not listing. Oh, they are listing.
But you're holding your head like you're going to lose your mind.
I might. So let us look at the calendar here.
Bruce Springsteen's come to Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Hang on. Don't look at anything.
I'm looking at all Cleveland, man.
Put-in Bay, 18th through the 23rd.
Wait, what?
Put-in Bay, 18th through the 23rd.
Don't have anything to write with. Fuck. Thanks.
Put-in Bay, 18th.
There, hold on. We're gonna put that on the suggestion list. PIB, that's October or November?
That's September.
18th to the what?
18th to the 23rd.
Got it.
Now, keep looking at that calendar.
Just which... people in Cleveland? You want me to go to those dates? No.
I want you to look at September 27th.
Hold on, please. Oh, God, that's May. I'm looking at all of Cleveland here. Hold tight. La, 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 la.
Probably be listed under Ticketmaster, but I'm not quite sure. And I do believe it's at August. The Rocket Mortgage Center.
September. Oh, Casey at Mayhall Lanes in Lakewood. Yeah, I want to go to that. Oh, wait, the one above it? Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, Cleveland, Ohio, Wednesday the 27th.
What do you think that is?
It's a show I'd like to go see. Mr. Peter Gabriel
is coming to Cleveland
for first time in 20 years.
Yeah, probably the last tour he'll ever do.
Probably.
Mr. Peter Gabriel, your buddy, your pal.
Yeah, he's okay.
So yeah. There's food for thought there, my friend.
What, are you going to stay an extra couple days?
I would have to fly then.
Yeah.
Because I would have to fly out the next day. That's like a week and a half.
Oh, man. There's Cheap Trick, Sunday, April 16th. But I've seen him.
Peter fucking Gabriel. I have not looked up ticket prices for it yet. As a matter of fact, I'm looking it up right now, ladies and gentlemen. So I will let you know what Peter Gabriel is going to cost. But from the look on Burke's face, it's not going to be pretty.
No. I'm looking up something completely different. Bruce Campbell.
What about him?
He's going to be in Cleveland. Climbing, jumping, banging, screaming. Stuff gets broken. They're a riot. Go see them. Wonderful infusion of screams, sings, guitar riffs mixed with smashing. Yeah, this is not Bruce Campbell, the person. Okay. I'm like, why is Bruce Campbell going to be at the Gora Theater? What? So, I'm looking at everything.
So Peter Gabriel is almost sold out in Cleveland already. Floor tickets are $374. Middle level, the lowest is $146. And the upper level, the lowest is 93.
That's probably about right.
Yeah. Wow. That is freaking expensive. Floor tickets. There's only two left. They're at 374. Yeah. So there you go. With as much as Put-in Bay cost me last year, I don't know if I'm going to be able to afford to go see Peter Gabriel.
Probably can't swing that one. Nope. Although you want to hear Friday, May 5th, Ministry and Gary Numan at the Agora.
Really?
Yep.
I don't know. Name a song from Ministry that I would remember.
If I know them, they have to have something. Just One Fix, Thieves, Jesus Built My Hot Rod, Every Day is Halloween, Stigmata. Just One Fix.
This is Search and Destroy. We'll be right back.
pop up Just One Fix. See what that sounds like.
Which one?
Just One Fix.
There it is.
This sounds like Rammstein. Nine Inch Nails thrown in for good measure. Industrial metal band founded in Chicago in 1981 by Al Jorgensen.
All right.
Interesting. All righty then.
Hang on a second. You heard the introduction to that and all.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how close it sounds to this.
Is that also a Ministry? Oh, this is Rammstein. I told you they sounded like Rammstein.
I love that song.
Oh my God.
It's one of my favorite songs.
Saturday, May 20th.
What do you have? What do you have?
Jacob Pavilion in Nautica. Lynyrd Skynyrd.
None of them left.
I know. They all died.
Yeah. They're all dead. How does.
I don't know. Ugly Kid Joe to the Agora. John Mellencamp. What is Connor Palace?
Ooh, that's a good question. Never heard of it. Where is it?
In Cleveland, apparently. This is all Cleveland. Connor Palace, Cleveland, Ohio. Oh, part of the Palace Theater Complex. Okay.
Okay.
What?
Damn, that's a gorgeous theater.
There's three of them, aren't there?
You have the Ohio, the State, and the Palace.
Apparently now it's called the Connor Palace.
Most likely when they did the renovation, somebody named Connor gave a lot of money.
Apparently, yeah. Rainbow Kitten Surprise.
But
never heard of them.
All three theaters are...
They're all beautiful.
Insanely gorgeous. You also have Playhouse Square right there.
Mm-hmm.
What is that little theater off to the corner?
Not the one I worked at? I can't remember anymore.
I don't remember.
Why will you not type for me?
Was it the Hannah Theater?
Yes, that's where I worked.
Okay. Named after Marcus Alonzo Hannah.
I thought it was Daryl Hannah. Let's see, you got the...
My God, I almost bit on that.
It was so quick. You're like, wait, what? Hold on.
Must be tired or stupid. I haven't figured that one out.
Yeah, you got the Hannah Theater, the Allen Theater, Connor Palace. Mimi Ohio Theater's in there somewhere in the middle.
Have you been watching Saturday Night Live's Weekend Update?
I have not. I will pick it up in like TikTok style videos on YouTube, but that's about it.
Yeah.
My favorite's when they have to write the jokes for each other.
So we're making each other read jokes live on air that the other person has never seen before.
And the idea is to keep it fun, light, No one's going to get canceled. No one's families are going to get threatened. You know, have fun.
Sure, we'll see. Well, why don't you go first? That's fine.
An obese monkey in Thailand named Godzilla has been sent to a special facility to lose weight. Official realized the monkey was overweight when a bunch of black guys kept hitting on it.
Las Vegas is opening a pop-up vaccine site in a strip club. And don't worry, the strippers say the vaccine is a lot like Michael Che. Very quick, and you can barely feel it go in.
Warner Brothers is producing a new movie in which Superman is black. And a black Superman actually makes a lot of sense when you remember that Superman was abandoned by his parents as a baby.
There's a follow-up joke to that, too.
Well, I knew you'd like that one, so here's another one. Warner Brothers is producing a new movie in which Superman is black. In this version, black Superman's kryptonite is an honest day's work.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. It's really doubling down on black Superman. San Diego police are being investigated after video surfaced of them using excessive force on a homeless black man accused of urinating in public. But I say great work keeping our streets clean, boys. Sure, anything the police do is all right with old Mikey Che. I know I'm probably the only black man brave enough to say this on live TV, but blue lives matter even more. Oh.
It's really nice.
Oh. Okay.
This week, construction began on a new hip-hop museum in the Bronx. And I know that we've had a lot of fun with me reading racist jokes that Michael writes for me, but because our country is already divided enough, I'd like to use my platform to say something that everyone of all races can agree on. Woody Allen is innocent. He did nothing wrong. And before I go, I just thought of another punchline for that black Superman sketch. Black Superman will be referred to as the Man of Steel, spelled S-T-E-A-N.
Oh, God. That stuff's so good.
Yeah, so
we're
reading each other read jokes live.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Sunday, June 25th. Yes. Santana at the MGM Northfield Park.
Ooh, that'd be a good show.
Oh, dude. I would love to hear Santana play live. Ooh, Judas Priest.
And that,
that's a small, yeah, that's a small arena. That's, yeah. 280 maybe or something like that, 350 seats, something like that. Yeah, center stage, MGM Northfield Park. Oh yeah, I think Ron White did one of his final shows there, but each of his tickets, the cheapest ticket for the Ron White farewell tour was like $300 was the cheapest ticket.
Kidding.
No, it was astronomical.
Oh my God. Oh hey, we gotta take a little break here, people.
All right,
we'll be right back.
If you're not living in service, watch out. Live out.
Hey, if you're ever playing air drums in your car while you're rolling down the road and you drop one of the sticks, just switch to Def Leppard.
just touch and see.
Man, I love this song. Did you send this to me?
I think I might have, yeah. It's a good tune.
Great song. So I was at work the other day and we had a conference.
Always good.
I recorded the interaction for you.
Alrighty then.
Here you go.
Talking about you. You must be Peter Gibbons.
Uh-huh.
Terrific. I'm Bob Slidell. This is my associate, Bob Porter.
Oh, hi, Bob.
Bob? Peter, why don't you go ahead and grab a seat and join us for a minute or two. You see, what we're actually trying to do here is we're trying to get a feel for how people spend their day at work. So, if you would...
Thirsty, were you?
Walk us through a typical day for you.
Well, I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door, that way Lumberg can't see me. and after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Tell him space out?
Space out? Yeah, I just stare at my desk, but it looks like I'm working. I do that for probably another hour after lunch too. I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Peter, would you be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something about TPS reports.
Oh, my God.
Bob, I have six bosses. Six bosses? Yeah, six bosses, Bob.
We think he's management material.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go ahead and disagree with you on that one. Okay. Yeah, he's had some issues lately with his TPS reports.
About the TPS reports.
Lindbergh, what would you say you do here? Yeah. A great film.
Just about every corporation in America is run that way. And you need that one guy. That one guy. I love Lindbergh, though. Yeah.
I'm going to have you go ahead and come in on Saturday. Get a little catch up. Lost a couple people here. So that would be great. Okay. Yeah.
What the hell you say?
Oh, and then by the way, I'm going to have to ask you to come in on Sunday too. Okay.
Great. I will send you to Jesus.
I actually used that line on my boss the other day.
Which one? I'll send you to Jesus? Which one?
I will send you to Jesus. I had to really bite my tongue because I wanted to say this one.
The hell, that's for white people.
But that's what I'm going to say next time they tell me to clean the bathrooms. Because my 2% Nigerian tells me.
Well, sir, to tell a family secret, my grandmother was Dutch.
Oh, my God. Hey, new John Wick movie came out.
Is it out?
I thought it came out the other day.
That is one I will go see in the theaters. I've heard nothing but good stuff about that one.
Have you watched any of the John Wicks?
All of them.
This is a series that I
put shit, it is out.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tinseltown. It's already playing Tinseltown. Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I gotta go see that.
I put this series up with the Bourne series.
I'd say it surpasses it slightly.
Probably.
The storylines are clearer. The characters clearer. It's just a well put together. And you got to remember, the director is Keanu Reeves' stuntman from The Matrix.
Yeah.
And so he knows, and I've watched, there's a YouTube channel called Corridor Crew, and they do a lot of special effects stuff, but they have a lot of stuntmen react videos, and they've got some really good stuntmen that come on there and talk about the stunts that they're doing. This one guy, African-American named Guy, and he's one of the guys in the elevator scene in what one was that? It's not Civil War. It was a Captain America. Anyway, he was one of the guys in the elevator scene. He was lying on the floor, passed out, of course, but everything. But the John Wicks, they talk about that a lot. And it's just really phenomenal how they take the action. They have the beats. It's usually like a 1-2-3, 1-2-3 kind of thing. The action's always clear. You know, they're always striving to do some amazing stuff, but it's always realistic. I got nothing but good things to say about the John Wick movies.
Well, in honor of the John Wick movie coming up, yes, we are going to review the John Wick movie.
Ooh. Well, wait, all of them or just the last one?
No, the new one.
Oh, cool.
We have to go see the John Wick movie. But in partaking with the show, we are going to add in John Wick.
See, I have my phone on vibrate.
I do too, but if certain people call.
Oh.
Anyways, going in with this review, we're going to do a comparison. You have to come up with 10 questions comparing John Wick to Jack Reacher.
Are we doing the movie version or
yes,
the Amazon Prime version.
Are they different?
No.
I'm doing the movie to movie. But we're basing the questions. The questions that you come up with have to be based off of the characters from the movie. Like, would Jack Reacher
be able to beat up John Wick?
Yeah. See what I'm doing here?
I see what you're doing there.
I'm even going to take the bad guys from both movies.
Oh.
And we'll figure out, you know, hey, if John Wick went up against
John
this
Wick's
guy.
Bad guys kick Jack Reacher's at bad guys at, or could the bad guys from John Wick kick Jack Reacher's ass versus could Jack Reacher's bad guys kick John Wick's ass?
Correct. So we have to come up with 10 questions from both the movies.
Interesting.
Yeah, I thought it would be a little bit interesting, but I totally forget what we have had on the schedule for next week.
Next week was supposed to be Mel Brooks' History of the World TV series and rank the Mel Brooks films.
All right.
I haven't watched a ton of the TV series yet. I've watched some of it, but not all of it.
Well, 3/4 of his movies were on the Movies That Can't Be Made list.
It's true.
And I haven't watched enough of the History of the World TV series to do that show.
We can put it off for a while. No big deal. You want to? Well, I don't know how soon I can see John Wick. You just move everything back and go Highlander movie and TV series. I don't know if we were reviewing or what we were doing with that one.
Well, the Highlander movie and TV series, we were just going to do a discussion, rank the movies and what we thought was the best down to the worst. And then just a discussion on how the TV series intertwined with the movies and
amplified and whatever.
Yeah. Yep. But the Adrian Paul era was a very interesting era with Highlander.
I truly enjoyed that TV show. I mean, it was, and of course all the ladies loved Adrian Paul. So, I mean, you had it coming from both sides, you know,
but I guess that the thing that got me with the TV series was that you got a little more in depth. Like, the movies were great. I love the movies.
Oh yeah. Well,
but you have 2 hours in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Where the TV series, we lived through his life. And it was just really kind of interesting to see how things progressed. I loved how they put a lot of backstory into the TV series.
Mm-hmm. Well, you had time, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
and if you hear Dust in the Wind, you're going to have a bad time.
But I'm almost thinking that we move. Yeah. The show that we were supposed to have this week is going to be gone, but Mel Brooks has to be moved because I don't have research for that.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
You can go around. You've got, okay. So I put in Bay. I got the review, John Wick, the Weird Drinks review. So you can move around some dates and stuff like that. Just let me know when you do.
Yeah. The John Wick stuff is here's what I'm going to say. We'll do that right after you and I have both seen the movie.
Okay.
So just plan on seeing it and we'll get that in. But I need for you to pick a movie because Mel Brooks is going away this week. Pick a movie for us to watch this week and review for next week.
This very second, or do I have a little time to think about it?
I'll give you time to think about it. These listeners don't need to know what's going on.
We'll spring it on them.
Yeah, we'll spring it on them.
It'd be a surprise. It'll be a nice surprise.
That's what we do. We spring it on them.
It's going to be the My Little Pony movie.
So Put-in Bay is coming up. Put-in Bay, people.
I'm 18th to the 23rd.
I am hoping this year we actually get some people to come by and see us. And now that we've gotten introduced to a bunch of people on the island, I'm really kind of looking forward to getting up there. Can't wait to see the Coxes again. Maybe Ray Fogg will be playing this time. I'm not sure if, but Gatewood.
Bob Gatewood
should be up there when we're up there. So I'm kind of looking forward to this.
I'll bring the industrial strength Advil and the Depends. And
yeah, we didn't need any of that. I brought Willet.
No, we did need some of that. What are you talking about?
I brought Willet, and we didn't even drink it.
We had it like a glass of it. That was about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we kept it at. If we would have had it over at the shop, we would have drank the whole thing.
We would have slept on the cement floor at the shop. What are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm not doing cigars this year. Crazy woman still around.
Yeah. 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 I forgot to tell you, our store hit some President's Award level, whatever. So we got a President's Award, which is, you know, there's, I don't know, 1,200 Honda stores across the United States, and usually about 100 of them hit President's Award. And we've hit it quite often, actually. So we got to choose from this catalog some gifts. Now, unfortunately, had I waited, I could have chosen gift cards and turn them into money, but that was not an available option at the time. So I'm going through, and there's absolutely nothing in this catalog that I want. You know, I'm looking at like webcams, and they're all crappier than what I got. I'm looking at everything. There's just nothing. But I come across a pair of marine grade outdoor speakers, and I'm like, well, I know that Bob and Mary, they usually go to the dollar store and buy, like, you know, wooden speakers from the 1980s that still work, and they last for about a year until the weather kills them. I'm like, you know what? It's free. I'll buy them. So I got them and gave them to them. So they'll actually have two good speakers outdoors. It was nice, man. They came with like the mount, so you could like mount them on the side of a, you know, wall or something like that. And then I look up, because everything I was looking up was like a $65-$75 item.
Yeah.
With like 3-star reviews or less on Amazon. I looked these up. It's $160 set of speakers with excellent reviews. I'm like, oh, I think I chose the best thing out of that whole catalog.
Wow.
So now they have some outdoor music that will not suck.
So my ultimate in tax return is not coming. So I'm not buying a Honda Civic.
And you're not getting the Tiki Bar up and running anytime soon either.
It's already started.
Did I see that video?
That bit by bit. Yeah, sent me the video that outdoor
garage. The guy like pulls it out of a garage. Oh, that was amazing.
Yeah. I'm building it bit by bit. I already have a projector out there, so you can watch TV and stuff. Nice. Dartboard. And I cleared out. Well, actually, I just kind of threw away a bunch of shit. Because I'm a nice guy that way. But yeah, it's coming along. By the end of summer, it will be done. But what I'm doing is I'm making it so that the garage can still be used as a garage.
Right.
I'm laying down an epoxy floor.
Nice.
That's going to be kind of like a grayish white. I want to keep it kind of white so that if you park a car in there and something leaks, you can see it,
yeah.
What's leaking. But I don't want it to soak into the concrete.
Yeah. You got to clean that concrete super good, too.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. I'm going to use muriatic acid to really give it a good clean job before I do the epoxy.
Is it a smooth surface now? Is it decent cement? Okay. So you don't have to get like a cement grinder or anything.
No, it's totally smooth right now. I mean,
cool.
Honestly, I can't complain about this place. The people that had before me really kept it in good shape. You know, I'm dealing with the normal everyday issues that you have with a house. No gas issue. Oh, then I found out that there's a gas line already plumbed in the garage. So during the winter, I'm going to install a gas heater.
Oh, nice.
Okay. In the garage. So the garage stays heated all the time. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the gas heater is $230. If I plumb it myself, it's nothing. So, yeah, things are not going bad here, but damn it, I really wanted that ultimate tax return.
So the whole thing with your previous business did not pan out?
Well, from everything that I talked with the IRS agent about today. He said that that's basically a big scam online. There is no EIC, whatever. I mean, there are tax credits that I can get for being a business owner and stuff like that, but I don't do any of the things that those tax credits are there for. I don't have natural gas vehicles. I don't have electrified vehicles. Yes, I kept people employed, but I didn't pay pension or for their health care.
Okay.
You know, there's just a large corporation. All these tax laws are built for large corporations to make money off of.
Yeah.
Not a small business.
They're the ones that paid to get them as a law.
Yeah. We're paying $200 a person to start a pension fund. That's it. We're going to get fucking $400,000 back from the government for, you know.
Yeah.
It's not made for a normal person to make money or help them out. And I'm not going to sit here and bitch about our government. Our government sucks, but it really does. It really does. I bought a house, two cars, and just barely made it through the freaking pandemic, making very little money, and they want fucking $2,000 from me. It's ridiculous. I'm thankful to the company I work for now. I'm literally making enough money to pay for my house.
Yay!
Yeah, I can afford my house now. Too bad I gotta retire in 15 years because I'm gonna be old and decrepit.
The only 80-year-old working on that golf course, huh?
Hey,
hurry up, get off my lawn.
Welcome to Lake Park.
Did you just say the name?
No, I said a different name.
Okay, good. Welcome to the golf course. Stay off the grass, you young bastard.
Cut path only.
See that rope? What do you think it means, dumbass?
You can tee off now. Now! Now! Go!
The postcard's not in the mail. You're not waiting for it. Go!
What do you mean you stopped at the turn for 35 minutes? Get your ass moving.
They got cup holders in there for a reason. Dumbass.
Bourbon tonight.
Anyways. You don't have any left. What are you talking about?
I went and bought a new bottle of Redemption and something else. I can't remember what else I bought to replace what was drankified. You just got home from work. Look at this, man. I'm going fucking bald, too.
Oh, so am I.
You're an ass. I don't look like you yet.
The important word there was
yet. All right, man. I don't have anything else. I'm ready to get my ass out of here and go all right, pee man. And all that. Everyone, have yourself a fabulous day. Remember to go to davisanddavisshow.com.
Or if you'd like some merch, go to thedavisanddavisshow.com.
All right, everyone. We'll be back. We'll be back next week.
God willing.
I think, I hope, maybe. Who knows?
Probably with a movie review. Who knows? It's all higgly-piggly. Yeah. Whatever.
There's going to be a movie liquid. Review. It's what I tell them at the golf course. It's liquid. We're fluid here. All right, everyone. We'll be right back. Or, I mean, no.
Have a great night.
Holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.